Radio.
You're listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy on cradio.org.au.
Wherever you are around the world today, it's great you can be here with us. Today, I want to talk about seeking after God. In all of our lives, whether we're someone who's been a committed Christian for a long time, or we're someone who hasn't really thought much about God, but it occurs to us from time to time, we all want more of God in our life, to understand God at a deeper and deeper level, and then at an experience level. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I pray that this message really blesses you, because this really has blessed me tremendously. Throughout the years, I have often said to people, if you'd like prayer, why don't you write to me? And people have written to me many times. Many times when I go out to do events, I'll often say to people, hey, we're going to pray for miracles at this event. And lots of people come and we end up praying for miracles. Well, recently I said in a number of recordings that went around the world, listen, I'm very happy to pray for miracles. I'm going to pray for 5 days, as a matter of fact, with any of you. And if you need the action of God in your life, I can't do anything. I've got no special ability, but I believe that God can. Well, what I didn't expect was so many people to write from so many countries around the world, and they just didn't write those normal kind of, Lord, I want this sort of stuff. People wrote from the depths of their heart. And it actually very much moved me in my life, what they had written. And I thought to myself, gee whiz, this is going to take faith now and belief. And I've asked people to write, and they have. And so I need to go after God and to seek after God and to ask God to work more powerfully in these situations that people have written. Because I'd said to people, I'll put my prayer with your prayer, and I believe that God can work. And that really took me on a journey of increased depth in my own walk with God. See, often in our own lives, when we go through struggle or difficulty or we face circumstances, almost in every occasion, there are times when God is saying to us, I want to speak to you and I can use this circumstance for you. God is always interested in us. God is always interested in our own life. He's always interested in drawing us deeper, more clearly, to a more intimate place with Him. And He uses all of the circumstances. He uses all of the occasions of our life, if we permit Him, to transform us and to be drawn more deeply into Him. I can think through some of the most terrible times of life when, through illness and sickness, whether it be my own or a member of my family or my extended family, among friends, where when I look back, I can see the hand of God and how God used those circumstances. I can see some of the most fun and fantastic times in my life where I have been able to see how God, if I permit myself to reflect, have been able to see God at work in those things. See, many of us, and I must admit, I was one of these Christians for a long time. I really, really turned to God in those times when I really, really needed God. But in the times when life was good, I didn't really give God that much thought. I heard someone say a little while ago, if you want the church to really, really grow, all we need is a big war and all of our churches will be filled again. Because there is something that when we become frightened, we do find ourselves falling back upon God. But in the good times, we don't tend to think of God so much. And so I found myself thinking to myself, well, I'm going to join all these people in prayer. I believe that God can work. What do I have to do to prepare my life more so that God can speak and God can work, and that I would be in a place to be able to come before God and really plead before God and say to God, God, would you work in all of these circumstances, in all of these huge numbers of people who've written with these things that very much matter to them in their life? Well, obviously, when you're seeking after God, when you're going after God, and you're asking God to come more clearly in your life, well, one of the places that you do is you go to the Scriptures. We believe that the Scriptures, this is just not a book. It's just not a novel that someone has written. We believe that God inspired someone to write these Scriptures, and He has spoken through these people to us. And so we call this His Word to us. And so you go to the scriptures, and the scriptures just don't speak like an ordinary book. They speak like something that's spiritual. They speak from God to us, as it's been described. It says this about prayer. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and you say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are in bed and I cannot get up and give you anything. And I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. And so as I said to the world, effectively, I said to the world, if you want prayer, why don't you write? And then let's put our faith together. And I believe that God can work in your life. I realized that one of the things that I needed to become was persistent in prayer, that I needed to become persistent in asking God that God would work, that God would be powerful in the lives of people. And that really is one of the very first things that I've learned about prayer, that prayer is coming before God and it is consistently putting our need before God. But equal to putting our need before God, we have to consistently remember who God is, that God is the creator of all, that God is perfect, that God is all powerful, that God is all knowing, that God is everywhere at once. And so whilst I bring my need before God and I say, God, I need you, God, I need you, God, I need you, I must always remember that here is God who is all-knowing, all-loving, all-kind, and God who is omniscient, which means knows all things, that's the God I'm praying to. And so I bring my persistence to a God who knows all things, And I can come in a different way than when I, for example, was younger and I used to go to my father, my own dad, and I used to say, hey, Dad, can you give me this? But my dad's knowledge and wisdom was limited. His power, his ability, his resources were limited, where none of that can be described by God because God is unlimited in all those. And so coming before God and recognizing the need to come before God in persistence, but also know who the God is that I'm talking to becomes vitally important to us. So Jesus tells people when he tells this story, he says, you need to persist in prayer. To persist means to do it all of the time. To persist means to do it over and over and over again. Because the reason being is because there's more to being with God than just belief. See, when we persist in prayer and we reflect upon what's happening in our life, something is transformed in us. Something is changed in us as we become before this all-perfect, all-knowing, all-magnificent God. God is not a lolly vendor or a candy vendor where you go to him and say, hey, can I have some more sweets? Can I have some more? Can I have some more? Can I have some more? Like if I say the prayer, you'll give me what I want. God is not like that. God is intimately interested in us and who we are. And so God wants to come and transform our lives. And he does that partly in the way that we are persistent in our coming before God. It goes on and it says this in verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open to you. So there's three things when we want something from God that we need to do. One, we need to come and ask. We then need to come with a search and then we need to knock. So we come and ask, but then we also search for whatever the wisdom is that we can find, whether we search in the scriptures, the teaching of the church, the wisdom of others. So we come before God, we ask, we search, and then we knock and we keep knocking and the door will be open to us if we do all three things. Verse 10, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. In my own life of recent, I've been really seeking after God for some things. Now, as many of you might know, about 6-7 weeks ago, I woke up one morning, I was traveling, internationally, and my left eye all of a sudden started to go very blurry, and it was very quick. When I landed at home, I went off to the doctors immediately, and the specialist, eye specialist, looked in my eye, and he said the retina is detaching. Now, the retina is at the back of the eye, is where kind of the screen where what you see is shown, and then the nerves take it to your brain and interpret that. Well, that retina, that screen, was peeling off. And the surgeon said, the specialist said to me, he said, if I don't contact the surgeon immediately, he said, within 24 to 48 hours, you're going to be blind. And so the way they fix it is they sew it back on or stitch it back on, laser it back on. And then what they do is they take all the fluid out of your eye and they pump your eye full with gas. And they kind of make it tight so that it's held in place. And slowly as it heals, the gas is observed by your body and it disappears. Well, that's all okay. But I'm busy. I've got things that I'm meant to be doing. I've got plans. But it turns out that I can't fly. And I catch a plane every 2, 3, 4 days of my life. Going from here to there with all of the work that I'm doing, I travel a lot. And so I can't fly. And 1 week turns into 2 weeks. And the doctor says, it'll be about 2 weeks and then you'll be right. But 2 weeks turns up and he says, oh, gee. He says, no, it's going to be another couple of weeks. And well, 2 weeks turns into 4 weeks. And then I get to the end of it and 4 weeks turns into 6 weeks. And the gas is not dissipated sufficiently that I can fly, because if you flew with the gas in your eye, the gas expands and it can be deadly for your eyesight. You can lose your eyesight altogether. And so here am I in this place where I am completely stuck. And I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I can't fly anywhere. For everyone who receives, everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. And so I found myself searching for God. I've been knocking at the door saying, hey, God, come on, what are you doing? I've got these plans that I had in place. But at the same time, I've known this, is not only am I knocking and asking and saying, how do I do this? There's been this other thought in my mind searching for consistently, God, what are you doing? God, what are you doing? What are you trying to say to me? How are you trying to lead me? Why has this circumstance occurred? Why have you allowed this to happen at this point in time? Why isn't it fixed? You know the pressure I'm on. You know the circumstances that I face for our ministry. Lord God, and for all that's happening, you know. And what I've come to see is that what I've probably spent, because for the last couple of years I've been so busy, I've had this 6 to 8 weeks where I haven't been able to do much in terms of travel. And I have found that I've had more time to sit and to pray, to think and to plan, to listen to the voice of God in the midst of my frustration of all that what's not happening, which seems frightening to me because of, you know, if you don't, as everybody knows, if you're not working, life can get tough. But I've felt like the Lord has just been saying to me, I've had a plan for you. I've had a plan for you and I just want you to be still. And I can look after everything that's taking place, but I just want you to be still, and I want to give you empathy for others who are going through all kinds of circumstance that you're going to be praying for in the next few weeks, that you're going to be praying for all these people who have written to you who themselves are going through circumstances that sometimes make no sense. And you could just keep running around being active. You can keep running around doing your normal activities, and then when you'd pray with all the faith you've got, but you wouldn't pray with empathy. You wouldn't pray with understanding. You wouldn't pray with trust. You wouldn't pray with power to the degree that you will be able to pray for now. And immediately that began to occur to me in prayer is what accompanied with the searching came this level of peace. Ah, so that is what you're doing, Lord. That is what you're doing, Lord. In verse 11, it says, is there any among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Verse 12, or if the child asks for an egg, will be given a scorpion? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Holy Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so this sense of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God, the power of God descending upon me in order that I will be able to pray more powerfully with people for their needs in a little while has come about when I was asking God to do something else. God all along has had a different plan, See, when we want God to work in our lives, God's not asking for prayers just to be off-the-cuff prayers. Oh, Lord, I'm really in need. Would you give this to me now? God wants relationship with us. God wants to call us to a deeper place of trust, a deeper place of being able to see him in our lives. And so God is working in our lives. God is orchestrating circumstances in our life, or God is using circumstances that happen because of our choices or the choices of the world. God is using those to consistently keep calling us closer and closer to him. There are some problems that we face that God will not lift no matter how often we pray. For this reason, God is interested in us. God is interested in a relationship with us. God is interested in a deeper place for us. With me not being able to travel, all I've been able to do is come before God and say, God, I trust you for all that we are doing, for all the places that I was meant to be, for all the conversations I was meant to have. I trust you that you are supplying for our needs, that you are caring for us, and that you have a greater plan than I have right now. And so whether you're facing health issues or you're someone looking after someone who needs extra care, or your business is facing crises, whether they be financial or personnel or opportunity, whether you're facing circumstances in your marriage, whether you're among your friends, we need to come before God and we need to persist in prayer, but we also need to be coming before God and we need to be saying, but you know everything. You have a grander plan. And in the midst of all of this, you are interested in me. You're doing a deeper work in me. So there's three ways I want to encourage you to seek after God. The number one, and in no order, but number one for today is time. Is to give God time, is to make in the busyness of our lives, make headspace in our lives to be with God each day, to talk with God each day. Now, in my home, I have a little room, which I've set up. My children are grown, so we've got a couple of extra rooms in the house. And I've got a room where I'm able to just sit alone with God. I've got a chair. That's a comfortable chair, and I go to that place. And by going to that place consistently, I quickly get into the place of prayer. When my children were younger and we're all living at home, there was a chair in our front room. And all of the children used to say, that's Dad's prayer chair. If you see Dad in that chair, it's his prayer chair. Now, if we had visitors, I sat in that chair too. But it was just the chair I went to all the time to pray. If you pray consistently in the same place, it is amazing how quickly you'll pray. If you live a super busy life and the whole idea of being able to sit at home, because there are some people who rise so early, work so late with all of the circumstances they're on, finding extra time sometimes can be so difficult. But you can learn to pray on a train. You can learn to pray on a bus. I love praying on aeroplanes because you get in the plane. Yes, it's a little squashed, but no one talks to you pretty much. And you can get yourself into a place where you can pray. And for me, if I sit in the plane, one of the very first things that occurs to me, because I pray pretty much first as soon as I get on a plane, the first thought is I can pray now. And you sense that Spirit of God come upon you and the presence of God. So you can pray in many places. You can pray with noise taking place around you. Now, is it better to find a nice quiet place that's still? Absolutely. But that's often not possible in our lives. You live in a small house, there isn't a lot of room. Finding that space you may not find. Busyness, you can't find it, as I say. But setting aside time, all of the time, to be with God will put you in touch with God. And as you are put in touch with God, God will change your life. He just does. He will change your life. So finding time every day, I would recommend to all of you to make your goal, if you're not praying at all, to make your goal that for every day, that for 15 minutes a day, you would pray. You know, you would pray for 15 minutes a day. The goal is to be able to do it, sit down, be quiet. But if you can't do that, 15 minutes a day, wherever you are, that this is my time to talking to God, and this is my time for not talking alone, but to listening to God. What are those thoughts that occur? God speaks in our head, our heart, the circumstances of our life. And if you pray like that, you'll be amazed how God can work in your life. The second area that is this, is when we're trying to seek God, is to do exactly what I've said, is to ask, is to search, and to knock. So you ask, search, knock. In 1 Chronicles 28, verse 19, it says this on the screen. And you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with every single mind and willing heart. For the Lord searches every mind and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you seek him, he will abandon you forever. If you seek him, you might be someone who doesn't go to church at all right now. Maybe you did when you were younger, and maybe you stop some days and think to yourself, there's got to be more than this. It is, if you seek him, you'll find him. And you can do that by coming before God who hears us and just say, Lord, here am I. Would you talk to me? Would you speak to me in your own heart? And the third element of this is, if you want to seek God, you have to do it with all your heart. Point three is this, is with all your heart. Point one is this, time, you've got to be time and you've got to be persistent. Then you've got to ask, search, knock. Ask, search, knock. Ask, search, knock. Another way of saying it, I just had dinner with some friends last night, and we were talking about the fact that sometimes God opens the door just a little bit ajar, but we have to push the door open to be able to go into the place where God is calling us to go. The third is this, is with all your heart, with all your heart. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 29, it says, from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and soul. With all your heart means, I want this more than anything else. I want this so much. I want truth. I want to know God. I want your will in this. And so as we're praying with all of these prayer needs that come in from around the world, I don't want people just to write and then we not pray. I don't want people just to write and then we pay it no attention. I want to give it the due diligence it deserves, that we bring it before God and we say, God, you see all these needs. Would you, Father in heaven, would you work? And I want to say that with all my heart, not just one of these passing prayers. You've been to church sometimes and a prayer is said and you think to yourself, I wonder if really anybody cares. Maybe I shouldn't talk about anybody else, just talk about myself. There have been days like that for me. But we want to do this with all our heart. It says in the book of Jeremiah 29:13, it says, when you search for me, you'll find me if you seek me with all your heart, with all your heart, with everything within you. It is to go after. So I want to encourage you, as I want to encourage myself, that as we seek after God in our life, that we need to do this by being persistent, by asking God, by searching God's mind and will for what he's trying to do, and keep knocking. And if the door's ajar, to push on it, to walk through. And then to do it with all that is within our heart. And you'll be surprised that God will come to you and bless you and work within you powerfully. Dear Father, we thank you today that you love us so abundantly. And we thank you, Lord God, that you see us and you know us through and through. And Lord God, you call all of us into a deeper relationship with you. You call us to seek you and to seek you in such a way that we would just not know about you, but we would know you. Come into our lives. Allow us to be able to speak to you. And that's what we call prayer, in such a manner that we hear your voice in our mind, and in our hearts, and we step forward to be the people that you call us to be in the circumstances that we're in. And Father, we make this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Have you been to our website? Go to brucedownsthecatholicguy.com for extra messages, receiving prayer, and getting in touch with Bruce Downs and the Catholic Guy team.
Forgiveness can be so terribly difficult, but it is possible. Forgiveness is all about you, your future, and your happiness. Rosemary and I gave our children many things, but when we look back, there are probably two things that we believe we gave them that was indispensable to their lives. And one of them was forgiveness, because it sets their future free. I would love to bless you and give you this book for no charge. Call me on this number or write to me on the addresses below, and I will send you Radical Forgiveness.
Do you ever feel like things in your past are holding you back from enjoying the best life you could live? We often think that forgiveness helps the people who have hurt us, but forgiveness can help us live happy, bold, and healthy lives. Bruce can show you how you can set your future free through the power of radical forgiveness. Simply call this number, write to the address on your screen, or visit our website, thecatholicguy.com. You can begin living with the freedom and peace that comes with learning how to forgive the people in your life.
You can love your children no more than teaching them the power of forgiveness, and you can love yourself no more than knowing what real forgiveness is all about. This is powerful beyond our imagining. I know of no other way for friends and families to be able to be restored than through forgiveness. Radical forgiveness changed my life, and I believe it will yours. If you didn't get to church this week, or for some reason you just don't think you can go at this point in life, and you would know the reason for that, I want you to know this. God wants us to seek after Him. And we can seek after Him in church. We can also seek after God in our daily, everyday life, no matter the circumstances that we're in. And I want to encourage you to go after God. You'll be surprised how God leads you and what God says in your heart, because He wants all of us to know His love, and He wants all of us to live a wonderful life. Well, that's it. We'll see you next time. And remember, wherever you are around the world today, God is never far from you.
You've been listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au.